Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Nun Vav, and we're going to talk a little bit about Mazel, about the constellations. The Gemara here on Amud Aleph has a large discussion, probably the most comprehensive discussion about Mazel in all of Shas. First, the Gemara has a machlokas, whether when one is born on a certain day of the week or a certain hour of the day, that will affect his personality. The Gemara says that in the kuntris of one of the Amoraim, Kisiv Apinkasei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Hai man de Bechad b'Shabbat. Somebody is born on Sunday. Yegvar v'lochadabe. He's going to be unique and special, like one. Mai v'lochadabe, v'chulu, and it continues, be unique in a good way, unique in a bad way. Hai man de betray b'Shabbat. Yegvar ragzon. If somebody's born on Monday, so then there'll be an anger, an argumentative. Why? Mishum de ifligu be'maya. That's the day that the water was split. Hai man de betlasa b'Shabbat. If somebody's born on Tuesday, yegvar asir. He'll be rich, vizanai, promiscuous. Goes all through all of these different personality traits depending on what day one is born. And then the Gemara says a little bit later that maybe it doesn't go by the day of the week. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Puku v'imrule labar livoy, go tell bar livoy, meaning Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, go tell, meaning tell the Talmidim. He told that he argues, lo mazel yom goreim, Ela mazel sha'a goreim. The mazel of the sha'a is goreim, not the mazel of the day. Haiman to Bechama, what does it mean? What does it mean, the Shah? The Gemara seems to assume that there are seven constellations that go one after another, and they're each in charge of another hour of the day. It's the sun and the moon, and then Mercury, Venus, Mars, Saturn, and Jupiter. Right, all of those seven, so depending what you're born under, that will affect your personality as well. Haiman to Bechama, Yehigvar Zivton, if you're born when the sun is above, so then you'll be shining, Achim Midilei, you'll be very independent, like the sun is independent. If you're born under Kochav Noga, Venus, you'll be Atir, Vizanoi, all different messages. Haiman to Bekochav, if you're born under Mercury, if you're born under Madim, that's the one that many of the Bali Musar discuss, if you're born under Madim, Yehigvar Ashidama, then you will be a murderer. And Amar Avashi, Avashi says, no, not a murderer, but something to do with blood. Iumna, Iganva, whether maybe you'll be a doctor, maybe you'll be a Ganav, Mitavcha, maybe a Shochet, Imola, maybe a Moel. Okay, goes through all of these. So either way, mazel of the yom or mazel of the hour. But then the Gemara quotes, Itmar. Rabbi Chanina Omer, mazel machkim, mazel mashir. V'yesh mazel liYisrael. Rabbi Chanina says there is mazel liYisrael, meaning we are governed under the constellations and it affects Am Yisrael, separate from the schus and the onesh pashtus of what we believe in of schar va'onesh. There's an idea of mazel and we're stuck under the mazel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ein mazel liYisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says no. There's no mazel liYisrael. We are above mazel. No mazel Yisrael. Ve'azar Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei, Rabbi Yochanan follows his reasoning, and he quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that other nations might be under mazel, but not Am Yisrael. And the Gemara goes through other Amoraim that also hold ein mazel Yisrael. Rav holds ein mazel Yisrael, and that's the famous chazal that Rashi quotes in Breishis, relating to Avram Avinu, Vayotzi Yaso Achutza. Avram says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ben Basi Yoresosi, Amar Lo Lav. Avram Avinu says, who's going to be my Yoresh? I look into my mazel, says Avraham. I'm not going to have a son. Go out of your constellations. She'ein mazel Yisrael. Ein mazel Yisrael, I'll take you above the constellations. And the Gemara goes through. Shmuel also holds a Rabbi Mazel Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva, the story of him and his daughter and the snake, right? Many of them, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, many amazing stories about Ein Mazel Yisrael. So let's talk a little bit about this issue of Mazel. So first of all, the Rishonim ask, if you say Yesh Mazel Yisrael, that we are governed under the Mazel, so then what about Schar Va'onesh? What about everything we read in the Torah? So how could that be? How are we supposed to understand the idea of mitzvos and schar va'onesh if yesh mazel liYisrael? So that is a question that Rishonim deal with. So there are various limitations given on this discussion. First, the Marsha says right here. The Marsha says maybe there's a difference between yachid and tzibur. Says the Maharsha on this line. Let me just find it. Kuf nun vav amud aleph. Says the Marsha umehai. Taima Says the Ein Mazal Yisrael Kasva Atosvis Viktas Kasha L'Rabbi Chanina Miyesh Mazal Yisrael Afid Yischus Gadol Mishtana Gadol V'Chol Yudi Torah. What about all the Yudim in the Torah? V'Im Tishmu V'Kalos V'Im Lo Tishmu Ein Morinkin V'Tola B'Schus Yisrael B'Chavasam V'Yesh Lomar Devada Yudi HaTorah Ne'emru Aklal Yisrael V'Schus Harabim Vaday De'Eno Tola B'Mazal Klal. When it comes to Klal Yisrael as a whole, Ein Mazal Yisrael. And that's what the Torah is talking about. On a Klal Yisrael live, lo pligi hacha ela biyachid. The machlokas here is about a yachid. To the Rebbe, chadina mazel machim mazel mashir lo oso yachid. Mazel affects that individual. The Rebbe Yochanan amar de ein mazel Yisrael afilu liyachid. Even liyachid in mazel Yisrael. And we don't have to only look in the Marsha. It's already in the Rishonim, the Rashba. The Rashba in the first volume of the Tshuvas. The Rashba in Chelik Aleph Kisim and Kuf Mem Ches says this exact same Chelik as the Maharsha said. Again, Kuf Mem Ches. Tshuva, Hadavar Zedech Lekubo Chachma Yisrael, Bakama Mekamas Batalman, Amish Mazli Yisrael, Oye Mazli Yisrael, Vetipsla Machloke Shnuyim, Perak Achra Jomazecha Shabbos, Venirali, Kilo Nechluku Ela Bemikre HaYechidim, Veloba Meshiasa Gesatzibur, Kilodas Kulam, Koch Hatzibur, Godo, Lidon, Alpima Asehem, Latov Olamuta. When it comes to a Tzibur, the Tzibur is Koch, is so powerful that it can overcome any type of Mazel. If Klal Yisrael does something positive, then we're going to overcome any mazel. But Torah dibra ala klal, lo ala prat. And the Torah is talking about klalim. The prat, there are certain things that were governed under mazel. V'zeo shesidru lana b'Rosh Hashanah. That's what we say in Rosh Hashanah davening. Val medinos bo ye amer. Ezel asove ve'ezel achayim. About medinos, that's klal. V'yavo b'shetimso b'chizkiyo. Shamati es tchinas echini mo'os val yamecha chameis es v'shanah. What about the pasuk in Yeshayo that chizkiyo was got received 15 extra years? Sounds like he was not governed under mazel. Hamela kitzibur. Shatzibur v'chol Yisrael tluyin. V'zu kadas ha'omer yesh mazel Yisrael. That's the limit that the Rashba says, exactly what the Marsha says. Our whole machlokas is only about Yachid, but when it comes to Tzibur, for sure, Ein Mazel L'Tzibur. This, by the way, is exactly the opposite of a suggestion made by Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai says in Dvarim, in Parshas Ekev, in Paraches, Pasuk Yud Ches, exactly the opposite. The whole Machlokas is only by a Tzibur, by a Yachid, Ein Mazel. By a Yachid is whatever you do. Whatever you do personally, says the Rabbeinu Bachai on the Pasuk, V'zacharta es Hashem, Shemimenu, if you remember Hashem, Shemimenu yagia levado elecha kol hatov. Remember that from He Himself comes all the tov. Ki hu anosin lecha koach lasos chayel klomer. Hu masar biyotcha koach hamazolos shebara lasos chayel lamata. Hu ishlitcha aleihem. He gave you power over them. Ve'en lamazolos memshala v'shilton alecha. They don't have shilton. They don't have power over you. Ki chen iftiach la'avraham sheyekol zaro l'malam hamazolos. Hashem told Avram, and not only that by Avram, but all of his children. But he said by Yosei Achutzah, and he takes him out. That's also for his children. Ulefize Yainyan Aparsha Medaber Beklal Yisrael Avol Bishabah Halashem Balashin Yachid Ki Kimi Nagaksuvim. It's really talking about the whole Am. And then he says a little bit later, Sharik Shamru in Mazel Yisrael Al Haklal Amru Avol Haprat Lekol Yachid VeYachid Yish Mazel. And he quotes a couple of things. So that is number one. So one limitation on the Manda Amar Yesh Mazel, Yochid versus Tzibur. The Ramban writes in Parshas Achremos that maybe this only applies to Chutz La'aretz. Maybe in Chutz La'aretz, Yesh Mazel Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael, Ein Mazel. Kodesh Baruch Hu is directly involved. This is how a number of Mepharshim quote this Ramban. A famous Ramban in Parshas Achremos, Yud Ches Chav Hei. V'ho Inyan. Ki Hashem Anichbad Bara Hakol. Hashem created everything for some koach haTachtonim b'Elyonim, and He gave the power of the Tachtonim in the Elyonim, meaning He created some type of spiritual force above every nation and land. V'nasan al kalam va'am ba'artosam l'goyehem kochav u'mazal yadua kasher noda be'itz tagninus. Raman says that is known. V'zeu shenemar shorcholak Hashem alakecha usam l'chol ha'amim ki cholak l'kulam mazalos pashamayim. Ugevoim aleihem, malachei elyon, nasanam liosarim aleihem. The Raman says there are administering angels, so to speak, above every nation, above every country, that chas v'shalom, not to serve, but they that represents indirect hashgacha between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the rest of the world. Aval eretz Yisrael, emsoes hayishuv, hinachlas Hashem yuchedes l'shvo. Lo nasan aleha minamalachim, katzin shoteru moshel. No force. Directly, we are directly under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purview, and therefore there's no mazalos, says the Ramban. Right, it's directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vini ha'aretz yinach las Hashem enechbad, taki kalam etameyota. That's why the land's going to vomit us out if we don't follow the laws. Lo tispo lo diavodos gelilim u'megalim arayos. This is the Ramban in Parshas Zachremos. And then he says, b'chutz la'aretz ava bishakol l'shem enechbad, ein tara bashlema ba'avor ha'mesharsim ha'moshlem aleha. You can't achieve a spiritual perfection in chutz la'aretz because of the mesharsim, the constellations that are in between. And the other nations even worship their sarim, which they're not supposed to. And that's why the kusim, when they were brought in, they were punished. And then he quotes the Sifri from Parshas Akev towards the end. Vavata Mehero, the Sifri on Shema. Ava Bishani Megaleschem in Aretz L'Chutz La'aretz. Even when you go into Chutz La'aretz, you still have to do the mitzvos. Having mitzionim b'mitzvos, shakashatachsru yalo yalechem chadashim. Amazing concept. Then the mitzvos in Aretz, even the mitzvos that are not Chovas HaKarka. But all mitzvos are missing something in Chutz La'aretz. That's the Ramban Shita. Mashal La'adon shakas alishto v'shalcha l'beis avia. Mashal to a master who got angry at his wife, sent her to her father's house. V'amarla, keep wearing jewelry while you're there. Shakshatachsri lo yu alecha chadashim. So when you come back, they won't be new. V'chenam ra'yirmiya hatzivi lach tziyunim. Elo ha-mitzvos sheyisol mitzuyanim bahem. Keep doing the mitzvos. And which mitzvos is referred to? It's talking about Shema? Tefillin and mezuzah. The Vilna Gaon says maybe it was a mistake. It should be in Chumas and Maestros. But the Ramban says the Feirish. Tefillin and mezuzah. That's the Medrash. Shkidei shelo yu chadashim aleinu kashenachsar la'aretz. Ki ikar kala mitzvos liyoshvim be'eretz Hashem. That is the Ramban, and he talks about that's why Rachel Imenu had to die on the way back to Eretz Yisrael, so he couldn't be married to two sisters in Eretz Yisrael, but that is also a big limit on this Gemara. So, even if you say Yesh Mazel Yisrael, number one, Rashba, Marsha, maybe that only applies to Yechidim and not to Tzibor. Ramban, maybe only that applies in Chutz La'aretz, but not in Eretz Yisrael. And finally, the Meiri, based on the Ramban. Mazel does not mean that you can't overcome the Mazel. It doesn't mean that everything's set and a person's done. Bechira chafshis overrides any type of mazel. Mazel might mean a certain nitiya, a certain tendency, a certain personality trait that comes easier, but if a person works on themselves, they can accomplish anything, overcoming anything with a mazel. Says the Meiri. We'll start with the Meiri because it's right here on our daf. Mipinos hadas. It's for one of the yesodos of our faith, whom yesodos ha'emuna, lahamin, to believe, shabachira biyad ha'adam, bechol pu'losav. La'asos kirtzon ish va'ish. We are able to do anything. V'im noda miderech ha'chachma. And if we know through wisdom, shemimarechas ha'kochavim, ba'u, b'nolad kochos v'kinyin midos. If we know there are certain types of midos that might be more consistent with our personality, like if you brought your madim, tivo shofech damim, the chulu, and he continues all of these ideas, mikol makom, even with these yesh lahamin, shekol ze lo yimana bechir mimenu. Any of these, where you're born and when you're born, does not prevent bechira. V'lo yikareba ze mukrach. You won't be called forced because of this. Rak chote bibechira v'ratzon. If a person sins, he's sinning willfully. Mipnei shehashem nasan biyado bechira. V'hachriach teva todaso. Hashem gives you the opportunity to force your teva. V'gidre hadas yeshivu umitivo. Limshol ba'atzmo. You can be emotional on yourself. L'vilti leches achari ikvis todaso. V'yuchal livchar ba'atzmo derech acheres. Bezulas teva todaso bimat amel, with a little bit of work, v'ishtavlus, and a little bit of tishtavlus, the kavanas haTorah be'achad michalkeh sobeves alin yizeh. So much of the Torah talks about this, that you can do the mitzvot, and the mitzvot are supposed to be margil us to be able to be that type of perfect religious personality. V'chein tzorach lahamin, the Meiri continues, shatfilos v'azachuyos v'atzedakos yeshanu hanigzar alav. They could change. We could change our personality, and mitzvahs change the gzera also. It's all in our control. What's this Gemara? Just say, maybe you have certain tendencies. You might have to work a little harder. But says the Meiri, it could all be Mishana. Yishanu anigzer alav lefi malchos hakochavim letov. Gam mimaves lachayim. Miyagon lesimcha. Me'eva liyantif. Ubo besug yezu dvarim yoru alzos ha'emuna. V'yomru deraklau. Ein mazel Yisrael. That's what he quotes. He was the Rabbi Yochanan. Rotsa b'shem Yisrael hagodr b'darkei adas. V'al tabit l'mamar amu yesh mazel Yisrael. Don't look at the mamar. Don't say the one that says Yesh Mazel. Don't focus on that one, says the Miri. Shepamim ayuksas chachamim nivochim berosam heder asider bofanei onoshugumul b'nei adam. There are those that think that it's not in our powers. The Meiri is against that idea. Aval mamar haklali she'ein mazel Yisrael kurtzalomer she'emunas hagmul va'onesh yachriach hakol v'u she'idu b'sug yezu. This is what we learn from this sug. And again, it's obviously based on the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, where he talks about the idea of Bechir Chavsh as being a tenet of our faith and not being able to go out of that that belief. That is one of the animamins, and that's what we believe. And the Rambam says that emphatically, and many the Rav Hirsch writes this about at length in Brachos as well, that a person should recognize that other religions that believe in the doctrine of original sin, and that a man is weighted to do the wrong thing, that is not something that we believe. We believe in Bechira Chavshis. He's not weighted. There might be certain religious certain personality traits, but we could definitely channel them, and nothing is mochrach. Fine. That's within the mandam Rav Yesh Mazel. Within the mandam Rav Ein Mazel Yisrael, that's what the Rishonim here asked. Tosfos asked. There's a Gemara in Moed Katan, which says, B'ni Chaye Mezoni, children, life, and Parnasa, Lav Bishus Atalia Milsa, El B'mazel Atalia Milsa. It sounds like things are totally on Mazel. So how could we say Ein Mazel Yisrael, where it says, these things are totally on Mazel. So, various answers given in the Rishonim. Says the Rashba, maybe it's a machlokes, and that Gemara, says the Rashba in that Shuva, is the land Amar Yesh Mazel Yisrael. But Tosfos says no. Maybe Tosfos says maybe Yesh Mazel Yisrael. But like the Meiri says, certain zechuyos, gedolos, can change. Sometimes things can be mishtane. That's what that Gemara says. Sometimes a zechus gadol is mishane, can be mishane that mazel. There is interesting, what does this have to do halacha lamaisa? Is there anything halacha lamaisa about the mazalos? So there is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Reish Ayin Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos. The Magen Avraham quotes in Sif Aleph from the Tikkunei Shabbos. There's a certain time on Friday night that you should not make Kiddush. Some Hasidim have this custom of not making Kiddush in a certain hour. With the Chazav B'Tikunei Zohar, Sheikadish Kodom Laila, Ki B'Tchilas Lel Shabbos, Hu Mazel Ma'adim. At the beginning of Friday night, Ma'adim is in control, Mars. U'Besof Yom Vav, Hu Mazel Tzedek, Jupiter. V'Lachein Yikadish B'Tzedek, you should use Tzedek. V'Kach Chazav B'Tshuvas Maharil. That's what that's in the Maharil. And the Be'er Heitev also quotes this idea. Interesting, the Be'er Heitev quotes this, but not the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah does not quote this, but the Be'er Heitev right here quotes this idea from the Magen Avraham, quotes it a little more expansively. Kazim Tikkuni Shabbos, Sheikadish Kodem Alayla, Kibitchitos La Shabbos, Umazel Madim, V'Samael Moshe Lalav, Uvasof Yom Vav Mazel Tzedek, Umalacho Tzadkiel, Fem Shnei Malachim Echad Rav Echad Tov, Lachin Yikadish B'Tzedek, Oyavtet Ache Yavar Memshalas Madim V'Yikadish. Meaning the certain first hour, one shouldn't make Kiddush. When is this hour? That's a question. Or the Achronim try to figure out exactly what the Magen Avraham means. Is it a set time? Some say, the Machzor Shekel discusses, is it always 5:40 to 6:40? Is it a little bit later, earlier? But either way, that's the Magen Avraham. But most, again, are not makbid about this. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this idea from the Magen Avraham. He quotes, Ra'isi Misha Kasav, Shikadish Dafka Kodem Alayla. To say that we're under the mazalos, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Earlier generations, they used to sit in the darkness, ubochim, and they cry, because the mazal Shabbos reflects Rav. Right, to sit in the dark, no, v'hab l'karbe or, light fires, light candles, l'sani gatzmenu, l'haros sh'onu l'mala me'amazolos. No, dafka the opposite. Well, there's a bad mazel, we're above mazel. Light candles, show that we're happy. V'osanu l'kach Hashem l'osiyonu mimarechas ha'shamayim, v'ech nomar b'kazeh, v'tzarech iyan gadov, v'abotech b'Hashem chesed yisov avenu. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan says, don't worry about it, don't be makpun on it, delikuti maharich says that, for sure, if one is machnis archim, and there are guests waiting, that's for sure, overrides any type of any type of mazel that would be negative. That's quoted from the Liakute Maharich. The Chalorim Yasev Adas Ki Im Smuchim Esel Shochano Orchem Asher Reivim Vitzmeim Gadol Koach Hamitzvah Shemahapech Midas Hadin L'Rachavim. Nothing to worry about. Some say also the Samachronim say that maybe there's no problem in Eretz Yisrael, right? Because of the Ramban that we said earlier, even though Rabbi Akiva on the Daf Kuvin of Amaze was in Eretz Yisrael and with his daughter, they were subject to Mazel. Okay. This is fine. There are other discussions of this. Again, the Rambam. What did the Rambam, ultimate rationalist, do with this? The Gemara. So again, there's discussions what the Rambam would say. But just to quote one other, where Mazalos come up and Simin Tov. Again, Havdalah. Right? We see a lot of Psukim LeSimin Tov to start off the week properly. But there is an interesting Rama that not many are aware of. The Rama writes in Kuf Ayin Tes. Kuf Ayin Tes. That's the second volume of Yaradeya, in Hilchas Ma'onein u'mechashev. Nohagu, Shein, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shein maschilin bebeiz v'dalad. Don't start the zman on Mondays and Wednesdays. Ve'nosem nashim ela b'milui halavana. V'lochei nohagu gamkin lahaschil lomod b'rosh chodesh, says the Rama. The minhag is to start the zman on Rosh Chodesh. Ki avo b'shein nichush yesimin. Yesimin. B'masha Adam yodei shu kineg anamazal lo yasev lo yismach alanes ela shein lachar acharzem mishum tamim tiyem hashem lakecha. Ramban commotion is bar. So again, there's a lot here. Some Rishonim are more into the mazalos, the Ramban and others. Some are not. That's the Rambam. But again, these are some of the discussions of yesh mazal and ein mazal Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.